American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2201C. Hello, how are you today? Good. Open your tape support material book to the material for Tape 2201C. You'll need a pen or pencil also. Look at Figure 1. Have you found it? You see 7 sentences with some words missing. As I read each sentence to you, listen carefully and write the missing word in each blank space. Do you have your pen or pencil? Okay, let's begin. Listen and write the missing words in the blank spaces. Number 1. Generally speaking, most Americans are friendly and eager to help strangers in their city or town, especially visitors from foreign countries. Did you write the words most, to, from, in the blank spaces in sentence 1? Okay. Now, let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Remember, listen and write the missing words in the blank spaces. Number 2. The residents of smaller cities and towns are likely to be more friendly and curious than those of large cities. Number 3. Everyone seems to be in a great hurry in large cities. Number 4. Here, foreign visitors are seen so frequently that they become a part of the population. Five. The greatest problem that a newcomer to the United States has is that of communication. Six. Most Americans, however, will be patient and understanding and will do their best to help a stranger. And the last one, number 7. They sometimes help by writing notes and consulting pocket dictionaries. Okay, I'll repeat the sentences. Make sure you write in the missing words if you didn't get them all the first time. Number 1. Generally speaking, most Americans are friendly and eager to help strangers in their city or town, especially visitors from foreign countries. Number 2. The residents of smaller cities and towns are likely to be more friendly and curious than those of large cities. Number 3. Everyone seems to be in a great hurry in large cities. Number 4. Here, foreign visitors are seen so frequently that they become a part of the population. 5. The greatest problem that a newcomer to the United States has is that of communication. Six. Most Americans, however, will be patient and understanding and will do their best to help a stranger. Seven. They sometimes help by writing notes and consulting pocket dictionaries. 8. Are you finished? Now let's check and see how many you got correct. Mark the ones that are wrong so that you can look up the sentences in the book later. Number 1, we've already done together. For number 2, you should have written of, to, and in the blank spaces. I'll say the words again. Of, to, and. For number 3, you should have written to, in. To, in. For number 4, you should have written so, that, a. So, that, a. For number 5, you should have written the, to, of. The, to, of. For number 6, you should have written will, do, to, a. Will, do, to, a. And for the last one, number 7, you should have written by, and. By, and. How many did you get correct? I hope all of them. Now, look at figure 2. You see 8 groups of 4 sentences. Listen carefully. I will read a sentence using an object noun. You repeat my sentence. Then I will read a sentence substituting the pronoun for the object noun. Put a circle around the correct sentence, A, B, C, or D, that you hear. Let's do number 1 together, and you'll see what I mean. I will say a sentence. Listen and repeat. I saw the woman. Now, look at the 4 sentences in figure 2, number 1. I will say one of them. Mark the one, A, B, C, or D, that I say. You don't have to repeat it. Listen and circle the sentence you hear. I saw her. Okay, which sentence did you circle? I read sentence B. I saw her. Did you put a circle around letter B? Good. Easy, isn't it? Okay, let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Remember, listen and repeat the first sentence. Then listen and circle when you hear the second sentence. Number 2. Listen and repeat. They briefed the new students. Now, listen and circle. They briefed them. Number 3. Listen and repeat. I talked to the co-pilot. Listen and circle. I talked to him. Number 4. Repeat. I flew the new jet. Circle. I flew it. Number 5. Repeat. I saw the new helicopter. Circle. I saw it. Six. Repeat. He saw the control tower operator. Circle. He saw him. Seven. I understand the hydraulic brake system. Circle. I understand it. And the last one, number eight. Repeat. She called the man. Circle. She called him. Now, let's go back and check to see how well you did. If you miss any, be sure to mark them wrong. Also, when I read the correct answer, I want you to repeat it after me, okay? Number one, we did together. The correct answer is B. Repeat, I saw her. Notice the pronunciation. Number two is D. Repeat, they briefed them. Number three is D. I talked to him. Note that the H of him isn't really heard. Say it again. I talked to him. Number four is B. I flew it. Five is C. I saw it. Six is A. He saw him. Seven is C. I understand it. And the last one, number eight, is B. She called him. How did you do? Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Write down the number you got correct at the right. Now, let's go on to figure three. Do you see seven sentences with the last word missing? I will read two sentences, just like the last exercise, except this time you fill in the correct pronoun. Listen carefully and complete the sentence by writing the pronoun you hear in the blank space. I will read each group two times. You don't need to repeat. Ready? Listen and complete the following sentences. Number one, he talked to the captain. He talked to him. He talked to the captain. He talked to him. Did you write the word him in the blank space in number one? Good. He talked to the captain. He talked to him. Now, let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Listen and complete the sentences. Number two. He called the nurse. He called her. He called the nurse. He called her. Number three. The mechanic repaired the brakes. The mechanic repaired them. The mechanic repaired the brakes. The mechanic repaired them. Number four. He reported the accident. He reported it. He reported the accident. He reported it. Five. I talked to the co-pilot. I talked to him. I talked to the co-pilot. I talked to him. Six. They briefed the new students. They briefed them. They briefed the new students. They briefed them. And the last one, number seven. I saw the new experimental helicopter. I saw it. I saw the new experimental helicopter. I saw it. All right, let's check and see how you did. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. Remember, number one is him. He talked to the captain. He talked to him. Number two is her. He called the nurse. He called her. Number three is them. The mechanic repaired the brakes. The mechanic repaired them. Four is it. He reported the accident. He reported it. Five is him. I talked to the co-pilot. I talked to him. Number six is them. They briefed the new students. They briefed them. And for number seven, you should have it. I saw the new experimental helicopter. I saw it. That was easy. I hope you got them all correct. Write the number correct at the right. Look at figure four. Let's contrast the uh and er sounds. Listen and repeat after me. Column A. Late. Lock. Lane. Lead. Column B. Rate. Rock. Rain. Red. Now, look at figure 5. You see four pairs of words in two columns, A and B. I will pronounce one word of each pair. You repeat the word, then circle the word that you repeated. Okay, listen to the word, repeat each one after me, and then circle the word you pronounced. Ready? Repeat and circle. Number 1. Late. Late. Number 2. Rain. Rain. Number 3. Red. Red. Number 4. Lock. Lock. Now let's check to see how you did. Mark the ones that you didn't get correct. Number 1 is in column A, late. Number 2 is in column B, rain. Number 3 is in column B, red. And number 4 is in column A, lock. How did you do? Okay, now look at figure 6. You see two columns, one marked same and the other marked different. You will hear a pair of sentences. If the two sentences sound the same, circle S for same. If they are not the same, circle D for different. Ready? Mark S for same and D for different. Listen to number 1. Don't repeat, just listen and mark. John was late for class yesterday. John was late for class yesterday. Okay, do these two sentences sound the same or different? The same? Right. So circle the letter S next to number 1. Now listen to the rest of the sentences. Listen carefully and remember to circle S if the sentences are the same and D if they are different. Listen. Number 2. Jets take off at a very rapid rate of speed. Jets take off at a very rapid rate of speed. Number 3. The car ran over a lock. The car ran over a rock. Number 4. We couldn't open the lock. We couldn't open the lock. Number 5. The magazines have lain in the rain all day. The magazines have lain in the rain all day. Number 6. The sergeant led the way. The sergeant led the way. Number 7. You must stop when you see a red light. You must stop when you see a red light. Okay, now let's check. Mark an X by the ones you didn't get correct. We did number 1 together. For number 2, you should have circled S, because these two sentences are the same. Listen. Jets take off at a very rapid rate of speed. Jets take off at a very rapid rate of speed. Number 3 should be different. Listen. The car ran over a lock. The car ran over a rock. Number 4 is the same. We couldn't open the lock. We couldn't open the lock. Number 5 is the same. The magazines have lain in the rain all day. The magazines have lain in the rain all day. Number 6 should be different. The sergeant led the way. The sergeant read the way. And for number 7, you should have circled S for the same. Listen, you must stop when you see a red light. You must stop when you see a red light. Did you get them all correct? I certainly hope so. Write down the number at the right. Look at figure 7. Here are some key terms about wire. Repeat these terms after me, and then write them on the numbered lines. Okay? Listen, repeat, and write. Wire. Wire. Metals. Metals. Electrical. Electrical. Wiring. Wiring. Copper. Copper. Aluminum. Aluminum. Conductors. Conductors. Electricity. Electricity. Did you repeat all of these terms? And did you pronounce them all correctly? What about aluminum? Did you pronounce it as four syllables? Aluminum? Good. Check your spelling, too. Okay, now listen carefully to what I am going to say using the terms you pronounced and wrote. Later, I will ask you some true or false questions about what I said. Wire has many uses. It is made of different metals. In electrical wiring, it is most frequently made of copper and aluminum. One reason these two metals are used is that they are good conductors of electricity. I'll read it one more time. Listen. Wire has many uses. It is made of different metals. In electrical wiring, it is most frequently made of copper and aluminum. One reason these two metals are used is that they are good conductors of electricity. Now, let's see if you can remember the facts. Look at figure 8. You see two columns. One is marked true, and the other is marked false. I'm going to read some statements. If the statement is true, circle the letter T next to the number. If the statement is false, circle the letter F. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. Number 1. Wire has many uses. Number 2. Wire is made of only one metal. Number 3. In electrical wiring, wire is most frequently made of copper and aluminum. Number 4. Copper and aluminum are used because they are poor conductors of electricity. Okay, now let's check and see if you got them all correct. Put an X next to the ones you missed. Number 1 is true. Wire has many uses. Number 2, wire is made of only one metal, is false. Remember, I said wire is made of different metals. Number 3 is true. In electrical wiring, wire is most frequently made of copper and aluminum. And number 4 is false. Remember, copper and aluminum are used because they are good conductors of electricity, not poor conductors. Did you get all four correct? I hope so. Now, turn to the evaluation exercise for this unit. Read the instructions carefully. If you have any questions, ask your instructor for help. Your instructor will check your work when you finish. Well, I'll be talking to you again. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2201C.